Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So appreciative that you're here today with me. Pray that the Lord is blessing you, that you're having a great week, and that God is inspiring you day by day in His Word, and you're really receiving and you're growing in your relationship with Him. That's my goal, my purpose, to just bless you with the Word of God as He's so blessed me over the years and continues to do, even as I go through these teachings myself. That's why we want to go to Him in prayer. We want our hearts and our minds to be open to receive from Him. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, to be able to receive your truths from you today. Lord, we're being so blessed by this book of Philippians, and I pray that you will add its truths to our lives by your Holy Spirit, so that we'll be able to live in a way that's pleasing to you, O God. We're so blessed today to have your word. We're grateful for your word, and we ask you to bless it to our hearts today. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Concerning Giving and Receiving. It's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verse 15. In Paul the Apostle's words to the Philippian church members, he made note of their tending to his needs and afflictions, and although he had learned to be content with whatever state he found himself, he still commended them for their attentiveness. In chapter 4 and verse 15 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul gives a specific example and special commendation to the Philippians as he wrote of a time they helped him when he left Macedonia. We read, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only." The verse begins, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia," as though Paul is reflecting upon specific times when the Philippians came to his aid, he remembered back to the beginning of the gospel, which refers to when Paul first came to Philippi to share with the women who were there. You can see Acts chapter 16, verse 11 through 40, if you're more interested in that story. And Paul was driven to other cities in Macedonia to share. Paul recalls this specific time when the church members donated to him to care for his needs. The verse goes on to say, "No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only." By comparison, Paul states that no church communicated, which is the Greek word koineo, which means to come into communion or fellowship with, to become a sharer, be made a partner, to enter into fellowship, join oneself to an associate, or make oneself a share or partner with me as concerning giving and receiving. There was a relationship of fellowship and closeness like no other churches between Paul and the Philippians as they were giving and he was receiving from them. As we ponder Paul and the church members' positions, we discover there is a mutual closeness and partnership when those within a church support those who are sharing the gospel. Paul knew the Philippians cared for him deeply, and they demonstrated their care by giving him support as he traveled. Paul's commendation of them both becomes a motivation for us to be involved in supporting others who share the gospel throughout the world. And as we think on these things, let us ask the Lord Jesus what he might have us to do to be in koinonia with people he has commissioned to share his truth. May we learn to be the ones giving and not just receiving from those who attend to us. Next time, Paul recalls the time when the Philippians helped in Thessalonica. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.